Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
You're gonna need plenty of legal advice before this thing is over.
Oh, yeah.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. A couple of cool shirts.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
This is a very mellow tune. I was not expecting that.
You thought it was going to be more...
It always is.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that. I mean, last week we played basically a country song.
It still had more fucking slap than this.
Okay, you want some fucking slap?
Yeah, no, this song's good. It caught me off guard, was all.
Hang on. No, I got something for you.
Is it Paris by the Suicide Boys?
I don't think so. I don't even know what I have on this fucking thing. Here, let's try this. Just cut the music. It's over. Huh?
Okay.
This is our intro now.
For how much of a banger it is, it's still a mellow vibe.
God damn it, I can't do anything with this thing.
If you play Paris by the Suicide Boys, we'll get fucking crunk, though.
I don't have it on my hard drive, and I also didn't bring any rum, I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh, no, that's chill.
So, this is a chill vibe show, officially.
Yeah, chill vibe. We're just hanging out.
Just hang out. It's the nice night where you...
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
I don't think there's anything better than this, except...
Oh, I forget that you don't get Vine references.
No, I don't. Sorry. Oh, okay. I am, here's the thing. I am very out of the loop with... the humor of the world, and
I make my own humor. I'm hilarious.
That's my plan. Create my own humor and force other people to realize that it's good, rather than fall into line with everyone else thinking that comedians are still a hot thing, or like you watch The Simpsons every week, or you're watching the Super Bowl this weekend. Really?
Is the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, dope. Who's playing?
I don't know. I think it's the Rams and someone else.
Ooh, Patriots. Yeah, because everyone is fucking mad.
Well, I mean, I just want the Patriots to lose. I know that, but I'm just probably not even going to watch the damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just, I'm going to wake up, probably have a beer for breakfast, and then it'll be like 4 p.m. and I'll be like, oh shit, there was a football thing. I don't care who won. Really, you gain so much freedom when you don't tie yourself to these arbitrary days.
This is very true. Like Christmas.
But fuck the Patriots. I just want to see what's his name? Timmy Brady? I want to see him cry. No, Timmy Brady. I want to see him cry.
Timmy?
I'm sure he's cried on the field before, but it's just, come on.
It's after a win or a loss. So, you know, pretty much a guarantee. Dude, did I ever tell you about the best Super Bowl fucking skit I ever saw?
I don't know.
Dude gets invited over to his buddy's house for a Super Bowl party, right?
Right.
We can watch it on here, but I'll just summarize it.
And then his buddies harvest his organs and sell them on the black
market. Do you
want
to watch it on YouTube?
No, I don't.
Okay, anyway.
But that would be my kind of Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah,
that's don't trust your friends.
They will harvest your organs. All right, well, we know what the show's tagline is.
Harvest the organs, yeah.
Don't trust your friends, they will harvest your organs. All right, let me go back to what I was saying.
Go.
Super Bowl skit. So he gets invited over to his buddy's house for a Super Bowl party, right?
Yeah.
Walks in there, and everyone's sitting on the couch just hanging out. He's like, sits down. He's like, hey, should we turn the TV on? And they're like, well, I guess. Sure, go for it.
No, fuck it.
So he turns on the TV, and they're watching the game. And then there's just like a bunch of chips and stuff right there, right?
All right.
He's like, should we bust open some of these snacks? Like, oh, no. We're going to wait till after. He's like,
what the hell?
Okay.
All right.
This is a Super Bowl party, right? And like, well, yeah, of course it is. That's why we're all here. Then his buddy walks out with just the fattest bowl of weed, and they're like, Super Bowl! He's like, oh. It's so dumb. And I love it.
And that, wait, so when you say Super Bowl sketch, that didn't air.
Oh, no. This is a YouTuber who made this.
If a marijuana legalization ad ever gets put up on the Super Bowl, it will happen the next calendar year, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I read a snippet somewhere that said they tried to put one out this year and it got shot down. So we're close.
Oh, yeah, we're there.
Just need like 2 or 3 more years of rejection, and you'll get there.
And money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, money is, where will they get the money? It's not like they could possibly get the money from the thing they are trying to sell.
Which is like a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
Did you know Mike Tyson is trying to open a weed ranch?
Okay, how does that work?
It's like a camping place, but it's like really nice, and it's for adults, and you basically just like hang out and smoke weed.
Oh, so he's not, okay, he's not starting his own chain, it's weed camping, which sounds great.
He might be starting his own chain, I don't know, I have to re-listen to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Because when I hear blank ranch, I think this is a place where you grow slash raise
your own
slash genetically engineer it.
Yeah, they're like, all right, and so we're going to teach you how to grow your own weed plants.
That'd be great, but the only problem is if Mike Tyson is teaching, you won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge won't stay in your head.
Yes.
Because he'll knock it right out of your ears for fucking it up.
Yeah, if you don't listen.
That's not how you trim a plant. Pah!
He's like, hey, that's not how you trim the plant. And he's like, oh, sorry.
Everybody leaves with a complimentary cauliflower ear.
Oof.
Yeah. But he'll show you how to drain it, too, so you can take care of it yourself at home.
Yeah.
He's got experience.
I tried doing that the other day.
Are you getting cauliflower ear again?
Yeah, so...
Show me.
So I already had cauliflower ear, right?
Yeah, I thought that was like a year ago.
Yeah, no,
I thought you were done.
Yeah, or this was several years ago.
Okay.
Anyways, so it dried up and it stayed like a little bit swelled, but that's just the way the game goes, right? And so I was at work, and one thing led to another, and a pipe swung over and just nailed me right in the ear.
God.
And mind you, it's like, I don't know what it's like. But anyway, so if you have it, if it gets whacked again, it's going to swell up immediately, right?
Right.
Like if it had whacked me that hard in my left ear, I would have been pissed, but I would have been fine, right?
I have a couple questions.
Let's hear them.
Was the pipe in a crane?
No.
Was the pipe in a plane?
Where are you going with this?
Was the pipe in a train? I'm just rhyming. how did the pipe hit you?
I was just taking it off like an overhead rack and...
Oh, you did this to yourself.
No, nobody did this to me. This is completely my fault. So
I immediately jumped to the comical scenario of somebody just like turning around going, what? And just hitting
just
me
like
in the back of the head with
somebody
it.
Somebody just sitting around a corner like, ha quack.
Yeah.
Nailing me right in the ear.
That's what I was really hoping for, but this is fine too.
But yeah, so it whacked me in the ear and it swelled up a little bit. And I was like, well, fuck. All right, well, I need to go to the pharmacy after work and get a needle and drain this, right?
Right.
So I go to the pharmacy, I'm like, hey, yeah, I need a 14-gauge needle, please. They're like, all right, we don't have 14-gauge, and they list off the gauges that they do have, and I was like, okay, I'll just take...
Not big enough?
Well, they'll be fine, it's just liquid. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll take the biggest one you got then, whatever. Like, okay, yeah, we just need a doctor prescription note. And I was like,
Oh, that seems...
Well, this didn't happen in 2011, like...
Wow, it has been a long time.
2011, 2012.
Shit.
Go to the pharmacy and pay like 87 cents and get a needle.
Yeah.
Maybe I was supposed to have a doctor's note, but the guy like looked at me and saw my ear just ballooned up. And he's like, here you go, bro.
What a cool pharmacist.
Right. He's like, so wrestling or MMA? I was like, wrestling.
Nice.
Yeah.
He probably does it on the side.
Yeah.
So I have a guess as to where the story's going.
Yeah.
You go to like a Wilco or something.
Went to all of them.
Really?
They all had the same fucking answer.
Rude.
So yeah, now the size that it is now is the size, it's a little bit smaller than it was, like it hardened and shrunk down a little
bit. Yeah, let me look at that again. I mean,
it's on the inside, so it's not noticeable.
Right.
Earbuds are just a little bit harder to fit now.
Gotcha. I can see the misshapenness a little bit.
Yeah, but
cosmetically it's okay.
Yeah, like if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
It's not like those gross ones that look ill.
Oh, yeah, the ones you see in press photo shoots all the time.
They're all sitting there like, yeah, it was a real hard fight, and their ears just bleeding everywhere. And you're like, dude, you're fucking gross.
Yeah. God. What a wonderful sport to get into.
Yeah, so then I asked my buddy's wife, who was a nurse, I was like, hey, I need a 14-gauge needle. Can you conjure one of those? She's like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And she never fucking did.
Rude.
She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. And I was like, oh, thanks. I'll just be permanently disfigured now because you forgot.
You could just get an ear transplant.
Maybe I can get smaller ears. These ones are kind of big.
I don't know if you want smaller ears.
No. Do you think I won't hear as well?
There is a risk of that, yeah. The sound won't echo quite as efficiently.
Yeah.
Also, it just might make the rest of your face look massive. I would say any facial alterations are a giant risk.
Yeah.
In terms of people perceiving you as like a normal human being.
There's like, yeah, I mean, he looks normal, but those fucking ears, man.
Yeah. The tiny ears, that screws people up. Giant noses, they hate those.
They look like this.
It's a little puppet hand, man. Do them at the camera.
Like that size. This is my ear, and it's gross. Anyway, so I figure next time I'm just going to go buy a sewing kit and take a needle and just drain it in the shower.
Yeah, just...
Which is fucking gross, but...
Just take the sewing needle, hold it over a flame.
Nope.
No, no, no. Don't put it in hot. The flame's just for sterilization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same page here. I was like, I'm not... I don't know what you're trying to achieve, but all that's going to do is piss me off.
Take the sewing needle, put it in the trash, apply the flame directly to your ears. You won't have ears anymore, but you also won't have the pain of swollen ears.
Yeah, that's... So
think of it that way.
You, some shitty advice, but it's advice.
Kind of. With the ears gone, you will be more motivated to learn echolocation techniques.
How am I gonna fucking hear the echolocation?
You just train yourself really good. Or you cup your... You cup your hand to your head hole.
And every time I do that, yeah. I go, hark!
The hark, herald angels sing. That's your tune to bounce the waves off of.
Hark!
Things.
An echo.
And then it'll be really easy to clean out your ears, too.
Yeah, no shit, right?
You could hide pills in your inner ear. You could just, like, poke your finger in your ear really quick, and then you just start throwing up. That's a really cool trick that you can do at parties.
Like, hey, you guys want to see something gross? No? Okay. Just boop.
You don't even have to say that. You just walk into the room with no ears, and you immediately get thrown out of the party.
No, I'm
it's
just...
amazing.
After that, I'm the center of attention. Depends on how I play it.
It's true, yeah.
And I'm like, they're like, hey. I'm like, all right, look. First, we got to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
That girl is really fat. Second of all, I don't have any ears. And at the cost of one person's dignity, I'm hilarious.
You saved yourself.
Yes.
That's a good strategy. That's Point out other people's flaws first.
Dude, that...
Is that your go-to?
Kind of. I'm kind of a piece of shit. Sorry, people. But so we...
You see this? You're looking at a piece of shit. Bonafide.
If you could see my aura, it's very dark. No, but...
That's fine.
So I had we had a group presentation in biology, right? This
right.
is like a year ago, maybe more, who knows.
All right.
Anyways, so I have to perform, that was really loud, sorry. So we're
You're
doing
fine.
Our thing on leukemia, right? And so what the girl who made the actual PowerPoint did, she took a picture of like normal blood cells and leukemia blood cells, but that was the background and the words were over it, right?
So impossible to read.
So, like, no, you could read the words just fine, but okay. it was just kind of hard to, like, see the background.
Okay.
So, I finished reading off the slide, and I kind of ad-libbed a little bit just to give us a little bit of extra time, just to, you know, add time on the end.
Don't ever read the slide word for word. It makes you seem like a hack. If you ad-lib it like you do, the smart way,
yeah,
you're going to come across as a real good speaker.
Yeah, guess who got the most points on that fucking project?
Hell yeah, dude.
Guess who didn't do dick?
Hell yeah. You played that group.
Piece of shit.
That's why group projects suck.
Yes.
But it worked in your favor this time, so good job.
Because I'm a quick talker. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I read off the slide, explain a little bit. I'm like, all right, yeah. And so you kind of have a visual representation of normal blood cells and leukemia blood cells. It's set as the back... Or it said as the background. You can't really see it because Alicia put words over it, but that's whatever. And then we moved on. Everyone thought it was hilarious. And I look over like this. Like,
and Alicia's just...
Like that. And Alicia's like, this motherfucker.
Oh, God. Ooh.
This is the same group we did shots before we went into class.
For real?
Yeah. Like the day before, or it was like, because it was a Tuesday, Thursday class.
Uh-huh.
So Tuesday, we were talking about, yeah, we got to present on Thursday. So we got it all set up. Like, what are we going to do? And I was like, dude, you know what you should do? And they like look at me. I was like, we need to do shots. And they're like, dude, I was just thinking the same thing.
What the hell kind of class is this? Biology.
Yeah, dude, it was a cool group. We were cool with each other.
You're studying alcohol's effects on
yeah.
the cells.
And one was 18 and one was 20. So me being 22 or 23 at the time, I went and bought a bottle of Fireball.
Oh,
we did a
Fireball.
And we did a bunch of shots in my car. And then
Jesus.
We walked into class and we were presenting like second to last. So
yeah.
it wore off a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Alicia looked like she was still pretty buzzed, but she drank a fucking lot.
You were just doing it to enhance your speaking techniques.
And I gotta tell you,
it worked.
It worked great.
I mean, it works for us here sometimes when we're drinking. And rumor has it that's also the way that Hitler delivered such great speeches. Not even a joke.
What about Obama?
Yeah, like what? Hennessy, of course. Isn't that the drink of choice?
You gotta bleep that before you.
No. What, Hennessy? I didn't say
that's
the word.
That's racist, Nibba.
If we just say it like that, are we safe?
It's a loophole.
I think so. If you just misspell it with your face, you're done. That's yeah. We found it.
Fuck it. If anybody actually watches this, we're going to get fucking strung up in the streets, but I don't even care.
No, you won't get...
Take me now.
You won't get strung up in the streets unless you apologize. So, the lesson to learn here is, like, never...
We heard him say this, and we're going to be like, okay, moving on.
Yep. So in news, I said a thing. All right. And you take it as gospel. You're very funny.
What do you have to say about the racism allegations against you?
Oh, yep. I'm completely on board with that. 100%. Thank you.
What do you say about the racism allegations? Like, yep, I heard about them for sure. All right, moving on.
God, I can't wait for somebody to stick a mic in my face someday. It'll never happen, but...
Did you see that one fucking video?
I don't know.
They're outside of a far... Type it.
Okay.
Did I show you the Wouldn't You Like to Know Weather Boy? Just pull up YouTube real quick.
Yeah, I'm on it. YouTube. What am I doing?
Wouldn't You Like to Know Weather Boy?
You like weather? Wow, right at the top. It's like it knows what we're talking
yep,
about.
Yep, very top one.
Let's throw them right in here.
Of July. Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Oh,
where are your
shit.
Parents? Kid's sketchy. Back to you guys.
And then it cuts back to them, and they're fucking howling.
Wow, that's amazing.
Random kid just like, wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
It seems a little staged, but I don't care because that's a good bit.
I don't even care, but he's, where are your parents?
I prefer unscripted comedy.
Yeah.
And that was a very good emulation of
unscripted
comedy.
Yeah, that was ad-libbed. Ad-libbed to the max. Or maybe not. Who knows?
And that just goes to show the youth of today have no respect for weathermen, which they don't deserve. Weathermen are the shit. On the boot of the news industry. Wouldn't it be funny if I went on a rant?
Yeah, just about weather boys. I'd just sit here like, man, this
I
is
could
a
probably
rant.
Do 5 minutes on weather people, but.
Sitting there, we hit 6.5. Like, dude, this is a fucking record. I don't think he's even stopped for breath.
Just breathing, an important thing to do on a show like this, because if we didn't, we'd be dead.
Yes, these are facts.
These are facts of the show. But other fact of the show, fuck you.
If you're still listening to this, why?
I
seriously, email us, because you're not.
No, what do
you
mean, why? This show's great.
I mean...
Here's the... Okay, I need to change your outlook on this show, all right?
Okay.
I understand you think nobody listens to this. Some people do. I happen to know.
But why?
But why? Because
I guess when Therese commented or sent us a text last week, it's like 5 minutes in, and Jared's commented about an orphan had her fucking dying.
Yeah. We say good stuff here. That's why people listen.
Like the Church of the Eternal Son, all hail.
All hail. We are the... no, wait one second. I am the highest ray, bestowing my knowledge upon the masses. I forget your position, but you're cool.
Me too, but I am up there, and I make a lot of money.
Yep. Future money.
A lot of future money.
I'm sending Jared IOUs via text message, and they're going to add up, baby. Oh,
I owe you 25,000 future dollars. Like, what the fuck did you do?
I had the best idea ever. What was I? No. Oh, shit. I meant to bring it with me. My grandparents sent me a newspaper article in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to get your news, IMO. Apparently, there's been lots of attempts to get some kind of daylight, unification act passed, which I want to happen. Yes, please. Thank you. Let's do what Arizona did.
I need two of it yesterday.
Yeah. And put it right in my veins. All the lost time over my entire life.
How many
right
hours is
in.
That? That is... 24 times, that's 40, that's two whole fucking days.
Well, no, you got to think of 1 hour for all the days in the daylight savings time, right? Wait. So add up all those hours.
Isn't that like a lot?
Yeah. So I'm looking at like 6 months back to my life, at least a year. I don't know if I really want to do the math on this right now.
No, I'm okay.
We can do the math later. Just keep in mind, an hour is lost for several months at a time. You get 1 hour for each of those days in those months. Get the math out of that. That's how much time you are owed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it will get put right back into your veins. The wrinkles will fall from your body. The skin tags will recede.
See, I feel like 6 months isn't just like too terrible much.
Too much? Wait, you would be fine losing just 6 months off the end of your life?
I've looked the same since I was 17, bro.
Okay, well, when you look at it that way, I guess it can't really be argued. Oh, well.
Sorry, I'm not trying... Totally,
no, I understand.
Professional, but...
No, I got this. You just got the eternal youth juice, and mm-hmm. if you don't want it, that's fine. We'll just extract it from you, and we'll give it to everyone else. The youth juice is blood.
How much... Yo, if you could straight up give somebody like a year, how much do you think they would pay for a year?
Just for an extra year in their life?
No. Like, their age reversed a year.
Oh, age reversal. Okay.
But you could only do it year by year. So, okay. Like, you could get 20 years back if you could afford it. Like, how much would 1 year go for?
But it has to come from someone else.
Yeah, somebody
and
has...
And they will age before you.
1 year, which is not dramatic, but if you get, like, a bunch of infants and you take a year from each one...
They just disappear. They turn into dust.
Okay, what if they're, like, 2 years? No,
3 There's, years. Okay, no, you gotta be at least 18 to do this.
What? No way.
Well,
kids are like the eternal youth fountain. If you can take their years.
Okay, so your plan is to start a baby farm, and every time a new baby comes out, you raise it for 1 year, and then you suck that year of life out of it, and it just disappears, and there's no...
Isn't that kind of how stem cells go?
I have no idea how stem cells go.
You get them from babies, I know that. Anyways, but no, like... No, you get...
That's 100% true.
No, you get a one-year-old... And you suck a year out, and the baby turns 2, and you turn from 31 to 30.
Oh, no, yes. No, sorry. Sorry, I was thinking of this wrong. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking of it backwards.
Yeah, so they just get a little bit older, but you could only do it in one-year increments, not months.
Okay.
Not days, not weeks.
One-year increments. How much would they pay for 1 year? You could probably get...
Because to get 20 years back, you could... People would pay a lot of fucking money.
That would change the game a lot. I could see, like, for a 20-year... lump sum, somebody had paid like $1 million for that.
Oh, way more than that.
Yeah,
way more.
You could probably charge $1 million per year then.
Well, see, but then that's the thing. If you're only getting a year, people aren't going to pay that much because not a lot changes in 1 year.
You got to do that thing where it gets more expensive the more of it you
like
buy.
Well, then everyone's going to buy it one at a time.
Well, not if there's a waiting period in between
one-year waiting
soul injection. Are we calling these soul injections or
soul transfusions?
Soul transfusions. I like that.
Yes,
that's good. Let's make a jingle, a poster. Let's get it out there.
Free soul transfusions.
Just listen to our show, and we'll tell you how.
Renee's over there robbing people.
All right, here's how the soul transfusion works. I hold this knife to your throat, and you empty your pockets. And then we'll just see how it goes. You didn't empty all your pockets, sir. Yes, I'm including the back ones. You don't have to turn them inside out. Just keep your fucking pants on, okay? Just reach in there and show me you can't scoop anything out. Thank you. All right, the knife is gone. Have a nice day.
All right, now I'll give you a credit card swipe and no concealant, and we're good. No, what I was referring to was you being a ginger, and like,
oh,
people hook up their soul translator, and you just fucking suck them dry. You're like, ha ha!
I'm like a void. I'm like the incubator.
No, you're just a void.
Oh, okay.
You just absorb souls, but it never makes you fulfilled.
Oh well, that's, man. I can't receive the treatment then.
I mean,
that's kind of,
well. I mean, on the plus side, you're immortal.
Wait, I like that though.
Yeah, you just don't have a soul.
Yeah.
What's the difference though?
I mean,
really?
You talking about looking the same since you were 17 over here, number 14.
I don't know. I need to get a picture of me when I was 17 and then like compare side by side. I think I have more bags under my eyes,
hey,
but that's about
it. You want to see something crazy?
Yeah.
Bam. These are all my IDs since intermediate school.
How do you have something like this just like on hand in case we talk about that?
Because Kirsty found them among a pile of shit and she sorted them. Anyway.
That was neat. let me look at them.
Here you go. I'm putting them in order though. All right. There you are. I don't think we necessarily want to point these at the camera because they have driver's license numbers on them. But yeah, check it out. I got like weird baby cheeks in the earlier pictures. Those pretty much go away, but the rest of my face is exactly the same.
Yeah, you look pretty much the same except for the hair. I remember how long that fucking hair was. I forgot.
Yeah, dude. It's coming back. It's already past the point that it was in high school. Yeah. So good for me. I broke my own record.
I gotta be honest, like, looking back at your photos, you look like such a troublemaker.
Really?
Look like the type of child that would be just a complete shithead.
No.
Like, if this kid walked into my class, I would keep an eye out on them.
No.
I'd be like,
Is it the teeth? What is it?
It's the eyes.
It's the squint?
It's the eyes.
Yeah, I just got that mischievous smile,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, those, like, little squinty eyes.
It's a leprechaun smile. Those guys are always up to no good.
I just realized saying that your squinty eyes make you untrustworthy.
Hey, if I lived across an ocean, that would be really mean, but I don't give a shit.
You're like, fuck it, man. You're Irish. Irish don't give a shit.
No, not really. It's not, we haven't had to worry about racism since, like, you know, 20s. The whole potato thing, but...
Yeah, since like the teens and 20s, and then after that, everything was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we got like, Boston. That's not like the best place to be, I guess.
Duh. I was about to say, no, I feel like you guys have the East Coast, but take a wild fucking guess where Boston is.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Right over there. It's okay.
I'm learning new stuff all the time.
I had no idea I was such a troublemaker back in my early days, though.
You just have that face, man.
That's weird,
like,
dude.
I look at that face, I'm like, oh, this kid's going to be obnoxious. Turns out you weren't, so, like, who the fuck knew, right?
I don't think I was...
Books and covers and all that.
I was obnoxious in my own way. Not necessarily in the classroom. Maybe
you wrote in hieroglyphics, I remember that.
Oh, hell yeah. I was good at that. I can still do it.
Please don't.
I just write fast. That's the secret.
Yeah. Don't.
No. Sometimes it's necessary. Like, my notebook at work, nobody can read out of that thing. And that's good.
Can you?
Yeah. I'm the only one that can read out of that. And that's the way it should be, because there's some...
Instead of writing in code, just write bad.
Yeah, there's, like, passwords in that. Other people's passwords, not mine.
They're like, all right, so Jim's password is, I ain't got a fucking clue.
It looks like a tree, a snail, and it looks like a candy cane, and a rock, and... I think that's a 3. Yeah, no, these buttons aren't even on my keyboard. I'm done. Sorry.
Jim hops on his password and types in tree, snail, candy cane. Bling!
That's actually a somewhat decent way to make a password.
I mean...
It's not the best way.
There had to be a better way.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of better ways.
Like, if it's somebody's name, are you just, like, going to draw out the person?
Huh?
Like, for your password? Oh, did you know my password for my laptop is still dickbutt6969?
For real?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know how to change it.
Wow. Is there not a... There might be something in, like, user preferences, but hey, whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, I think it's fucking hilarious, especially since one time my brother calls me. He's like, hey, can I use your laptop? I gotta do some fucking online thing.
Right.
I was like, yeah, for sure. Type in Jared as the username, and the password is dickbutt6969, capital D, capital B. And I hear a pause, and then, oh, holy shit, it is.
That's awesome.
Or even better, we had a room full of company, and my roommate was like, hey, I need to borrow your laptop. I was like, all right, yeah, sure, password, or username, Jared, password, dickbutt6969. Everyone just, like, looks at me, and Andy's like, well, I'll be damned. And they just, like, look at me like, why the fuck did you make it that? I was like, I didn't. My programmer did.
It's a holdover from... a previous installation. But hey, I'm proud of that.
Dude, that shit was so fucking funny.
I'm so glad that's been the centerpiece of so many moments.
It really has.
That's great.
A whole two.
Yeah, just, don't put, like, really bad words in your password at work. Like,
because you gotta tell the IT guy.
Sometimes you gotta tell him. And
like, so this... what's your password? Renee Gildersleeve is a fuck 69.
I have.
You're just like.
There has been.
Is that E with an accent or?
There has been at least one instance of me asking someone for their password and then they change it before they give it to me. So obviously it's something inflammatory or not necessarily towards me.
But just in general.
Yeah. I don't know. It probably just like has a bunch of fun slurs in it of the racial variety.
Yeah. N-word.
There was one
420.
Guy. There was one guy. He didn't work in the main building. He's on the road most of the time.
Okay.
And I told him to send me his password one time. And it was boys, 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 and a bunch of numbers. That threw up a tiny little red flag for me. But, you know, a password's a password. I don't really give a shit. That guy ended up getting fired like a week and a half later. And no idea what for. I only hear about when people resign or retire or are fired. But all those terms are, they're never really explicit about that when they tell us. Sometimes they'll say, deactivate immediately, give us access to this thing, and we can assume, okay, they were fired.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll just say retired. But in this email, they said he's been terminated. That's often a phrase that's used. I imply that as being fired.
Yeah.
And then they said, we will make every effort to get the laptop back. So this guy did not want to give us the laptop back. And
boys,
we still
boys,
haven't seen
boys.
It. Yeah, I think there's something related to that password on that machine, and I would not have wanted it sent back to us.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about this topic. It scares me. Moving on.
I could tell you about the time that I broke into a meth head's computer.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Have you not told me?
I don't know. Let's launch into it. One
fucking
time.
Life happens, man.
What happened? Drew's dad was still on the job at the time.
Yeah.
And he had found a car on the side of the road that had been set on fire.
You worked for the cops?
And, yeah. But it was kind of a good cause in this instance.
It was like a freelance. No, I'm saying it's a good thing that you work for the cops.
Oh, okay.
I believe as a general rule that cops are good people.
Okay, I understand.
Yes.
There is
support the blue line.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but as long as they like me and I get to hang on to this get-out-of-jail-free card as long as possible,
have a get-out-of-jail-free?
Not a physical one. But I think if I called Drew's dad and I was in the clink, he might be able to help.
He might be able to do something.
Maybe.
Until they're like, nah, fuck Gillespie. And you're just like, oh, shit. You're here for 2 days.
I should make sure I have his cell phone number in my phone. But anyway, I think the story was they found a car on the side of the road. It had been torched. The plates came up as stolen. Mm-hmm. And they found a backpack with a notebook in the back of it.
Fair enough.
When I say notebook, laptop, whatever. And he wanted to break into it. Naturally, I know a way of doing it. You just plug in one flash drive and you boot from it, and it doesn't need passwords to break into it anymore. And we just started trawling through it, trying to find some names.
You saved the taxpayer so much money.
I really think I did. Like,
all right, moving on. Sorry.
You're welcome, taxpayers.
I found a new career for you.
I'm going to say you're forensic security expert. I could probably do it.
It's worth looking into.
Why not? Most people don't lock down their shit anyway.
Probably make, I don't know how much money you make at your job now, but you might make more.
I would like to make more, yes.
Yes.
But anyway.
We'll talk about future endeavors
later. Monetary compensation will be discussed off air.
Off air, because you don't need to know how much money I make.
Hire me. Not the FBI, though. Just.
Oh, look at that time. We're about halfway through the show. The perfect time for an advertisement.
This show has been brought to you by the FBI. You may think we're not watching, but we actually always are. Always. And now back to the show.
Back to your story, sorry.
We cracked open the laptop. It was a real piece of shit, and we found some names in there. A Yahoo account, which was associated with an Apple account that had their real name tied to it. So that cleared up a lot of stuff. And then I found some videos on the laptop. Let's just.
Did you get to watch them?
You make it sound like as if I wanted to, yeah. Or like it was a privilege. No, it was purely for identification purposes. Turned out that it was a couple of meth heads recording themselves doing it doggy style over a desk.
Neat.
So, yeah, at least you get some face screenshots out of that. Downside, you get that burned into your prefrontal cortex for the rest of your life.
You're looking at it like, this isn't porn. This is... This
gore.
Is gross.
It's gore. So, I guess I helped solve a crime that day.
Fucking hero.
Hey, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to let you say it. Look out, America. I'm here to crack open your computers. But I won't work for the CIA. You wouldn't want me anyway.
Why not?
Because I'm too radical. I'm sure they already got a profile on me already. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to like, all right, before you join the CIA, let's just take a look at all of your personal belongings. You're like, next day, they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yep, pretty
much. And be
much.
Glad that we're letting you leave.
I'm pretty sure I would be barred from most government buildings just for this haircut that I have.
Yep.
It's just a sign that I'm up to no good, and I am fine with that.
You're a new millennial, and goddamn it. I don't know. There's something else that goes with this.
And God damn it, I'm a nice guy, but you'll never know because...
You judge by appearances. Like, I think he looks like a shithead. You think he looks like a millennial. Surprise. He's
no,
both.
only middle school me looked like a shithead.
Yeah, high school you was pulling it up.
Okay.
A little bit. Not nearly as bad as little you.
Right. No, I had like the mellow Kurt Cobain... thing going
yeah,
on.
No.
Like, I hadn't discovered heroin, and I was still like, hey, the world's okay, I guess, you know, at least I'm alive.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie, intermediate school, you look like I wanted to fucking hit him with a ruler.
Good thing you weren't in my class.
Yeah, no shit, right? That could have been so bad.
I almost earned a really bad name for myself way back in intermediate school, too.
Oh, doing what?
I think I was playing wall ball, and... I don't remember how I pulled this off, but I managed to hit the ball in such a manner that it bounced off of the wall, hit Jalen Eddie in the face,
yeah.
Then bounced off the wall, then hit Jalen in the face again. It was kind of awesome for an accident. And I felt like pretty cool right then. I was like, hey. I played wall ball pretty good.
Y'all ever seen that before?
Yeah. And then the bell rang, and two dudes came up to me, and they're like, hey, don't fuck around with Jaden like that, right? And I'm like, guys, whoa, don't worry. It was an accident. And they're like, okay. As long as it was an accident. To this day, I still don't know who those two guys were. And then we went back inside, and I didn't think of it until this exact moment.
And?
I'm lucky I didn't get my ass kicked.
Yeah, did he, like, hold a grudge against you or anything?
I don't know. Probably. I never really got to know the guy.
Yeah. Do you remember Samantha Brady?
Yeah, kind of.
I remember one time in gym, she was running one way and I was running the other. We were running lines, you know?
Yeah.
And right as she was walking, running past me, I tripped and fell really bad. And I was so sure that she tripped me.
Yeah.
That I fucking hated her for like 3 years before I was finally thinking about it. I was like, why do I hate her so much? And I was like, oh yeah, because she tripped me as we're running past. And I was like,
did she really?
I have literally no evidence that she ever tripped me. So I hated this chick for like 3 or 4 years. Like years.
Wow.
Just really not a fan. Until like I thought about it and I was like, maybe the problem is that I'm a fucking idiot.
You tripped over your own goddamn toes. That's funny, man.
Yeah. Or who knows? Maybe she actually did trip me and she was just a bitch. But
who knows? I mean, I didn't know her that well. She didn't seem like the kind of person to do that.
Yeah, me neither. So I couldn't think of a reason why she would have.
I don't know why holding the grudge against people is so funny.
She's like the only person I ever held a grudge against, I think. Nah, I'm going to think back and realize there's a lot of people.
Can
I just comment on how your outfit matches? And I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I thought for sure it was a onesie. And then I was like.
Oh, no, no.
Well, you wear whatever you want, Renee.
There's a separation here.
Nice.
For sure.
How do you even match the tones?
I got lucky, I guess. I mean, I bought the pants after this sweater. So, yeah. I could blend perfectly into.
A woodland scene?
A woodland scene or a golf green.
Or a swamp
or a tank, like just right up against a tank.
I think at like the base of a sand dune, if you're in the shadows, you could blend in there too.
Yeah, probably. The
at night
help.
You're unstoppable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can heal leopards.
I can read minds.
Oh shit.
What was I? Oh yeah. I remember I was going to tell you about creepypasta stories, right?
Oh yeah, we were talking about this a little bit off air and my mind is blown that there's someone the way I've always known creepypastas is that you just read them. There's some guy out there reading them out loud for people.
There's a couple of channels like that.
Oy.
Really good. But no, I found like the shorter ones for like the Creepy Kids Jr. or whatever.
Okay.
Like that.
Is it like Nick Jr., but for murders?
But for like creepypastas.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they don't have like any like explicit language or like anything crazy.
Okay.
But it's just like just enough, like the short stories freak me out more than the long stories, right? So the one story I read was, so this dude is reading creepypastas, right?
Ooh, that's meta.
Yeah, and he's like scrolling through, and then there's one story that had shown up like at the top voted. And it was there for like 3 months, and the name of it was Read Me. And he was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, who's actually going to read that? Yeah, like, you can go fuck yourself.
Smart, that's what I would do.
Anyway, but it stayed at number one spot for like 3 months, right? And he was like, fuck it, finally, I'll read it and see if it just goes away, you know?
It is a suspicious amount of time.
Yeah, so he clicks it, and he starts reading it. And they're all like pretty shitty stories with like kind of the same gist of it. It's like this person has like a bad day, or like they're bad about something. So they read a creepypasta. They find a creepypasta. They read. They can't stop reading. And they keep reading. But like the way that, like they phrase out the sentences is pretty much just like that.
Okay.
Like Jim, like one of the examples was like, Jim was sad. Jim's girlfriend had broken up with him. Jim cried all day at home. So later, when Jim was sad, he decided to take his mind off of stuff by reading creepypastas. Jim found one, and he started reading. Jim couldn't stop reading.
It's like fifth grade sentence structure.
Yeah, like Jim really liked it. Jim kept reading. And then it kind of like culminates with like Jim's mouth was open. We came and found Jim. Jim was tasty. And then like the more and the more you read, like the more in-depth like the very end gets.
Uh-huh.
It's like, or like Susie's mouth was open. We came. Susie's soul was delicious. Stuff like that, you know? And then, like, the guy just keeps reading, and he's like, these are so fucking dumb. Then pretty soon, he's, like, 200 in.
Oh, shit.
And he, like, kind of, like, he knows that time has been passing by, and he should have left for work hours ago.
The sun has risen and fallen three
Yeah,
times.
But he just keeps reading, just like the story does, until he finds one with his name. And I think his name was Mark. It's like, Mark...
Of course his name's fucking Mark.
Whatever it was. Like, okay, Mark likes reading creepypastas. Mark found one that he didn't want to read. Mark finally read it 3 months later. So it's him, you know?
It's his own story.
It's his story. Mark kept reading. Mark didn't want to like the creepypastas. Mark started to love the creepypastas. Mark kept reading. Mark's mouth slowly fell open. We came for Mark. Mark's soul, or like we really wanted Mark's soul. Mark's soul smells amazing. And all of a sudden his phone vibrates and like snaps him out of it, and his jaw's like all the way down. He's like,
ew.
So he immediately shuts his laptop.
Yeah.
And then there's like a story that had like his brother's name and stuff. So like he calls his brother like, hey man, are you good? And he's like, dude, I read the weirdest story. And that's where it ends.
Ew.
Dude, that one gave me chills. Chills.
How long was it in real life?
The story, like 7 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it's like Creepypasta Junior or something. But no, like the short stories are like probably the best ones.
I don't know why, but the funnier part of it is Creepypasta Junior.
Yeah.
It really feels like Nick Jr.
And they're fucking scary, dude.
Like, you feel like some kids shouldn't be reading them?
Like, kids are gonna have trouble sleeping if they listen to that.
These stories are going to raise a new generation of goths, I think. That whole movement will come back.
More creative writing and less shitty poems.
Yeah. Like, it might actually be a good gothic movement. How awesome would that be?
Right? Instead of ending up with, like, shitty eyeliner and, like, stupid jeans with buckles all over them,
yeah,
we end up with, like, people who dress normally and just write incredibly creepy shit.
Learn a few lessons from the previous generation.
Just next level writing. That'd be amazing.
If society tells you that your writing sucks, take it constructively. Don't bitch about it. Write better stuff.
And if you do write better stuff and they don't get it, well, that's because you're a genius ahead of your time.
Exactly. Why do you think we're doing this show?
Yeah, we were geniuses ahead of our time.
Absolutely.
We could have been the first Joe Rogan. He copied us.
Yeah, when did he start? Before us?
Oh, fucking.
That's actually
worth looking into.
That's a very valid point. Let's flip right over. Hang on. Joe Rogan Experience. Because it probably...
Around 2003.
Blah, blah, blah. Work full time on the website. Third episode, 2017. Who appeared on the... Oh, 2010. Shit. Okay. So, it's been going on for a while.
When did they start?
2009, it looks like.
When did we start? 2010?
2011. Early 2011.
Okay, so he had us beat by a year.
Yeah. And in total episode numbers. But really, ours is more consumable, and you can follow our journey easier. Joe's is more of like, oh, he talked to this guy one time, listen to that episode. You won't ever get Joe's full story.
Yeah.
There's too much shit.
Wait, he's had this thing going since 2010, and he has like 2009, and he has 1,200 episodes out. How many is that per day?
Like how many to listen to per day?
Or like how many has he made per day?
Let's see. He's got 1,235 episodes.
Okay, yeah.
So
what's the math on that?
You want 365 times 10, so 3,650, right?
Yeah.
And then you want to divide that by 12.
Or no, it's like 12 whatever divided by...
1,235... Wait,
1235 divided by 3650.
Wait,
so that's like one every 3 days?
1235 divided by shit.
1235 divided by 2650.
No, 3650.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
you listen to a third of an episode a day.
So one every 3 days. That's not terrible, but I've definitely seen him like pumping out like multiples per day.
Yeah, but that's the pre-recorded stuff.
So, yeah.
And that's the other thing about this show. We don't pre-record anything. Nothing is edited.
As terrible as it is, you're getting it.
No, it's not. No, don't say that.
Well,
it's good.
We got to self-deprecate ourselves a little bit. We got to stay humble in our fame.
We can do that when the fame comes.
You know, like
right
most,
now, we can say the show fucking rules because no one else is doing this.
Yeah, no. The most successful people are always like, yeah, I guess I'm doing all right. Like, we're really trying. Got to stay humble in success.
But we're not at the success yet.
Not yet, but with an amazing show that we have.
Yeah.
Suck my balls.
Come on. The show fucking rules.
The show's amazing.
Deal with it. We have a gun on our logo. How cool can... Like, you can't get any cooler than
that. Yeah, for sure.
I kind of want to replace the gun.
Replace it with what?
I was thinking of replacing it with a megaphone. A megaphone yelling at a radio? Does that make sense to do that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm with it.
I just need to draw a megaphone.
As executive co-host, I do whatever the fuck you want.
All right, cool. I was also thinking of a megaphone yelling at a globe instead of a radio, but I don't know if that makes a bunch of sense either.
Should we throw some earmuffs on the globe?
Yeah, because the world doesn't want to listen and we're just trying to break through. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. But then I got to draw a fucking globe.
Ugh. On paint? How hard could it be?
10,000 hours in MS Paint.
That reminds me of what's his name? Casually Explained.
Yeah,
like he showed.
That's all MS Paint, bro.
Yeah, I know. He shows his video to somebody, and they're like, "Wow, this is really good. You must have spent like at least 3 or 4 hours on it." I was a little bit offended because I spent at least 40 hours on it.
40 hours, oh
and
my
it
God.
Was like, just like writing scripts and whatnot. He was definitely exaggerating, but.
Yeah.
It was still fucking hilarious.
Yeah. No,
I love that guy. He's the king of just super subtle humor.
That's what I want to try and get going here, too. I don't know. It's not that subtle here, this humor. It might be more subtle if you could see us. And you would have just seen me pull a hair out of my mouth that I had no idea was there. What the fuck was that? That was disgusting.
You live with a woman. Like, what did you expect?
I don't even think that was her hair. I don't even think that was human. That came from a fucking gremlin living in my closet, all right? I don't know what the hell that was.
Dude, I'm telling you, girls shed everywhere. I don't even live with any girls, and like I go visit like my mom and like maybe my sister-in-laws like a couple times a week, right?
Yeah.
And I still end up with their hair in my car. They have never once rode in my fucking car.
That's why you don't see that many female murderers, because they know they wouldn't get away with it.
Yeah. So if you see a female with a buzz cut,
she killed somebody.
Definitely.
Yeah, or is planning on it.
Yep.
She's sporting the Natalie Portman.
Sporting the Natalie Portman, and that rhymed. And
there you go.
She's on a quest for murder. You can quote me on that.
Quest for murder is pretty easy, though. Why don't you quest for something bigger, like Fountain of Youth?
Because we got it. We never did answer, how much is a year worth?
Oh, right.
for somebody to say, all right, Renee, I'm going to take 1 year from you. How much money will it cost? 1 year doesn't seem like a lot, but if you do, you know?
Well, I'm only planning on giving them 1 year.
Yeah. So you go from, are you 24?
Yes.
Yeah, so you go from 24 to 25, right there.
Well,
literally no difference, right?
Does it change on my driver's license, too?
No.
I was born in 1993?
Nope. Okay. Just basically, when you're 75, you'll feel 76.
Okay. 1 year, I would ask for $500,000.
And then just
They wouldn't give it to me because they still need to have a profit margin. So I would I'd highball them at $500,000. They'd probably say, we'll give you $80,000.
And then you'll be like, fuck no. I need six digits.
I'd say $250,000. Then they'd say $120,000. Then I'd say $180,000, and that would probably be fine. So $180,000.
I feel like you'd settle at $150,000.
$150,000 is a good round number, too. So somewhere it would be above $100,000.
$150,000 and $100. And they'd be like, nope, no deal.
What a bunch of fucking sticklers. They're
like, no deal. Snap the book and leave. Like, wait, come back. I'll do it.
God damn. No, I would.
Discount.
Oops, I got that wrong.
There we go.
I think, $150,000 for 1 year of my life. Seems fair. Go ahead and take it.
You aren't really going to notice it, but if they try to take more, it's going to compile quickly.
Yeah. I have more questions about this year takeaway thing. So I'm instantly aging. Do I just feel like I got older, or is there going to be like a couple minutes where it's being taken out of me and like my hair starts growing and...
No. Like nothing like that.
Like I got to brush my teeth a whole bunch. Nothing like that?
No, you don't physically age. You just like your body just immediately becomes a year older. Like how do you feel any different from last year to this year?
Can't tell. No idea.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
If there was any difference, you'll feel it from your 24 to 25 transition.
Okay. So you'd feel like basically the same person, just the only thing that might be different is the way you look. Maybe.
Like, maybe, like, microscopically.
Got it. Okay. I don't know. Some people can go through some pretty drastic changes year from year, but if it's, like, an instant thing...
No, well, if they go through a drastic change, it's either puberty or drugs. Like, come on.
Puberty, drugs, or...
Even aging, like...
You're training for the Olympics.
You can't tell a 60-year-old from a 70-year-old from an 80-year-old. Like, I've seen some 80-year-olds that are just, like, doing okay. And yeah. I've seen some 60-year-olds, you're like... Oh,
God dang.
Are you okay, sir? How was World War II? And they're like, what?
It was a great time.
They're out there, like, fucking crippling around with their little cane.
I like cripple as a verb. I really enjoy that.
I'm trying to verb more words. It's fantastic.
Verbing weirds language.
Hey, Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My man.
A man of culture.
Absolutely. That guy.
What about adjectives? I'm still not sure about those. Those are like describe.
What are they?
Yeah.
You want to find out?
Aren't they like words that describe stuff like bloody or blue?
Adjective. I think so. Let's see. Adjective. Is a describing word, the main syntactic role of which is to qualify a noun or noun phrase. So an adjective in the phrase, that's an interesting idea. Interesting is the adjective.
So it's a description.
Does it only work for nouns, or can you say, like, he violently shook him, or is violently the verb?
Violently, no, shaking is the verb.
Shaking is the verb, so violently would be the adjective?
Yeah.
But it just says right there, it says to noun.
Just remember, I don't really care about this. I just use the words.
I use the words, and then we figure it out later.
Yeah. And I'm okay at using the words.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best, but I do good.
Yes. I do good stuff.
Yeah. Don't get on me about word usage, okay? Yeah, I'm sure I've pontificated this before. Language is broken. There's no fixing it.
Just rewind about 10 seconds. What does pontificated mean?
Espoused, talked about, preached.
Okay.
Yeah. Language is broken.
I'm going to use that in my everyday life.
Do it, man.
That's my next big word of the day for tomorrow.
Makes you sound like you're about to deliver a sermon.
I'm sure I've
pontificate.
I'm sure I've pontificated this before and watch everybody just stop and be like, damn.
Man, this nigga reads books.
My nibba.
Oh, I didn't say nibba. Ah,
yeah,
shit.
You gotta say nibba. Okay, otherwise, you're gonna be strung up in the streets.
Okay, you know what? It's okay, ladies and gentlemen. I have some tar boiling behind the camera over here and feathers right next to it. You'll get to see them dumped on me at the end of the show. It's gonna be fun.
Neat.
Yeah. It's just going
to
be
come
a
to find out
screaming.
Tar and feathering is not like the funny thing that I always thought it was.
No, it burns you.
No, like you are permanently disfigured if somebody does that to you.
Yeah, because of the burning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because there's feathers stuck all over you. That's not disfiguring. That's decorating.
No, like if you live through the burning, you're not going to get that tar off of you ever. It is literally mixed into your skin.
Ugh, Jesus.
Like it boils.
Really?
Know what happened? You ever seen skin get burned? It warps, right?
Yeah.
So it gets warps with liquid.
Oh, God.
You see where I'm going with this?
I'd rather get thrown into a volcano, so I wouldn't have to live through that.
Yeah, no. Like you'll no, because you get thrown onto a volcano, it looks like liquid, but it's still rock.
Yeah, but I'll vaporize before I ever hit it, so...
No, you're going to burn to death.
No.
It's like 3,000 degrees.
No. Go ahead first. You won't ever experience a thing.
You're going to break your neck and then burn.
Yeah, that's fine.
What if it doesn't kill you and you just become paralyzed and you sit there and burn to death?
If you go nose first into a volcano, you don't think that's instant death?
I mean...
I sure hope it is.
I'm not a volcanoologist, but...
No, I would not say you are. I would also say you're not a volcanologist.
Volcanologist?
Yeah. No, volcanologist is the aliens. You're studying the pointy ear man.
For some reason, I was thinking of your dad's car. Never mind. Totally, I don't even know where I went with this.
Off the rails.
Yeah, this
That's
is
where
a,
you went.
Yeah, my life is a fucking shit show.
No, it's
chemistry
fine.
Is using up all my brain power.
I thought you were done with chemistry.
I'm in one chemistry class this quarter.
Oh, okay.
And I came to
that's right. You were talking about statistics, is what you're done with.
Yeah, dude, fuck statistics.
Yep.
Fuck it and everything about it. And I got a C minus. And if fucking WSU doesn't like that, I will hack their system. I will find their dean of trustees or whatever, and I will fuck her. I don't know.
Wait, are you going to fuck her or seduce her? Because...
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference there.
One of them's the easy way.
Yeah, I'll seduce her. That's the harder way.
Exactly.
But yeah, the point is to get into a good college.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna
with
make
a C-.
With a C-.
Stupider people have done it. You can do it.
Yeah, I still need to find out how I'm going to get into... I think they go by overall GPA. I really hope so because I got a D+ in English 102. I just really don't want to retake that fucking class.
I think they make you send transcripts, but if you can write really good on the application,
yeah,
you'll probably be fine.
I didn't realize you had to send an application to WSU Vancouver.
Yeah.
What?
You do. Yeah, it's just like applying to the normal university. You're going to have to do some stuff.
Fuck.
Not too much.
Let me roll up and go to school.
It'll be kind of easier.
I'm giving you my money. You're welcome.
It'll be kind of easier because of the transcript sending and whatever. But, you know, that is the problem is they're going to have an exact record of everything you did.
Yeah. And they're going to be like, all right, this is a lot of withdrawals and a lot of repeated classes. And I'll be like,
Hey, I'm an army man.
I'm a goddamn veteran.
I was
thank me for my service.
I was saving the goddamn country, man.
Like, oh yeah, what'd you do? I can't talk about that.
There you go. Just wear a green beret to your interview.
And then just like the one veteran that's actually in the class, like, you earned that fucking beret? I'm like, no, sir.
Is that stolen valor if you just get a green beret and you...
And I just wear it around?
Not even a military-style green beret.
But
just like
not like
Amazon.
The proper way, but I wear it like a stupid, faggoty fucking artist person.
Just wear it like a shitty hat. Hang on.
Wear it like an artsy fucking douche.
Yeah. Hang on.
A green beret.
I'm putting it in Amazon right now. Look, there it is.
Yep.
It is a women's beret. Oh, that's even funnier. Look at
that. Yeah, like a super shitty one.
Really bright green. Goddamn.
No, they won't. I'd kick myself in the teeth if I saw me wearing that.
Made of pure wool. What is the purpose of the beret? Let's get that in here.
For like the green berets?
No. Just like as a fashion accessory.
Oh, that's so people know that you're French and you will never fight.
Oh, it's the surrender flag before you even get a flag.
People are rolling up and like, oh, they got berets on.
Mass production began in 19th century France and Spain, countries with which it remains associated. Berets are worn as part of the uniform of many military and police units worldwide, as well as by other organizations.
And literally everybody thinks they're fucking useless.
They are kind of
like,
weird.
The Airborne has maroon berets, regular Army has black berets, the Rangers have tan berets, and the Green Berets. Take a wild fucking guess what they have.
I don't know. I think
also black berets.
I think if you're a green beret, you've earned the right to never wear a silly hat ever again.
That's, yeah, they still have to wear them sometimes.
That sucks. Probably like, just when they go to funerals and
something like that.
When they're folding flags.
Yeah, like big sad important shit like that. But yeah, green berets are fucking awesome, dude.
Have you seen people?
Yeah, dude, those guys are fucking like. I saw a video of a. Some reporter got in bed with them. Oh, and I think it was Afghanistan, right? They're fighting ISIS.
Right.
Or maybe it was Al-Shabaab. But this is like this year.
Al-Shabaab.
Or like last year. This was recent, right?
Okay.
And all those guys were out there in like jeans and civilian clothes. They have like big beards and like baseball caps and Oakleys on. Guess what? Regular army units cannot fucking wear to war.
None of that shit?
None of that shit. You got your uniform so they know these are the Americans.
So why do Green Berets get to just...
They're special forces.
They're just trying to blend in?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to blend in fucking Iraq with jeans and t-shirts. They should wear the rags.
Wear the rags?
Yeah.
Fucking man dresses? No, that's the shit that Delta Force wears. Mm-hmm.
They got to wear the camel-scented do-rag and the...
has, like, goat blood on it.
Yeah, whatever that weird-ass hat is that you see the Prince of Saudi Arabia wearing all the time. You know, the one that's all, like, checkered, and it goes down the back of the head, and it's just...
Oh, like a schmog, but for your head.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget the name of that.
It's not important.
It's a schmog, but for your head.
All you need to know is it's the Saudi Prince hat.
Have
the Green Berets wear that. They'll just...
They wear those, but they're tan and black and around their neck. Schmogs. It's just like face masks.
I don't know. That just seems even more obvious to me.
They're not blending in. They're still like on an American base. They just...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're not out there hiking in the woods and just like, oh, hey, we're just random campers.
Okay.
They're white in the Middle East. Like, they're obviously there for something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you can't look white if you're outside of the military base.
Yeah, base. Yeah, doesn't help.
Nope. Just rub some dirt on you.
Yep.
You'll be fine. That's how
just
they do
like
it.
Something's under my skin itches.
Under the skin?
Isn't that weird, right?
Yeah, where did you get that needle again?
Yeah, I don't know. But no, it's actually been like, not a frequent thing, but it's happened before. Like, I feel like right here in my chest, like under the skin will itch.
That's weird.
And now it's like in my inner ear and on my jaw.
Hmm. Are you sure you didn't accidentally inhale an alien parasite?
See, right now, I don't even know if this is fucking real, bro.
This is pretty serious.
Yeah, no, I have like an under the skin itch in my chest sometimes. Maybe I'm going to die soon. Maybe not. It's clearly not a tapeworm. Look at me.
Have you ever said that phrase to a doctor, under the skin itch?
No, because... I said it to my friend once, and I got about that same reaction, so now I don't say it to anybody.
Nobody except me and the internet.
Yeah. Surprise, internet. If anyone knows what that is, Don't tell me, because I've ignored it for most of my life.
Well, a friendly email wouldn't be the worst thing, too. It would be nice to resolve this.
So, yeah, if those guys from Fieldier and Dreamier can hit us back with
what? Yeah. Kevin Costner, come on over to my house.
Yeah. Lay
your hands upon Jared.
The hopeful sequel, Fieldier and Dreamier.
I'm glad you're going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Dude, it's so fucking
amazing. I'm very proud of that
moment.
It's
so hilarious.
We got to do more calls like that.
You know they listen to that. Like, what the fuck is happening?
They'll never get to know. We need to do more calls like that. We'll think of something. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not. We want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statement from one Mr. Jared.
I'm going to WebMD this, so if I have cancer tomorrow, don't be surprised.
Under the skin chest itch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll get something for that.
Yeah, they're going to be like, yeah, you got fucking psychosis. You got to check yourself in yesterday.
It's like how you can type into Google, movie about the guy who kills everyone because they kill his dog, and you get John Wick on IMDb as the top result.
Yep.
You can do that with WebMD. Little known fact, 100% true. Believe me. Or die. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.